There you go. You're like a sideline reporter.
Next man up, 102.5, the game, Jake Lyman. Connor Newt live from Preds training camp at the Ford Ice Center, Bellevue. And we are now joined by our good friend Max Herz from Preds Radio. Max has been out here at practice the first couple of days of training camp. He's even moving over with the mic so he can watch while he talks to us here.
He's on the clock.
Max, what have you seen the first couple of days here as the guys get back out on the ice?
Prospect defenseman Tanner Molendijk, who is day-to-day with an injury. He's been skating separately from the group and hopefully will be back soon and can make a push to make the team. But the energy's been good. It feels better energy than last year right off the bat, and I think you've seen what you need to see on day one and two.
Max Herz from Preds Radio is with us. Technical difficulties. We're trying to get a I'm sure you can hear him faintly from over there, but we're doing our best to get this mic going here. Fred's out of training camp again. This is day two. Let's get Max the headset here, and we'll try and figure it out. Again, Max out here at training camp for the Preds over the last 2 days. Hi, Max. Now we can hear you, and all the listeners can hear you.
It's okay. My first answer wasn't very good.
No, we really appreciated it. Adam in Portland letting us know that they can't hear you. Now you can hear Max Herz. Max, the veterans last year that they brought in, obviously disappointing to make all those big splashes and still end up well out of the playoff race, but do you think those guys have been able to adjust a little bit better being part of this culture and part of this system for a full year now and can really hit the ground running in their second season?
Yeah, and Steven Stamkos said it yesterday in his press conference that he just feels so much more settled. He feels so much more comfortable, and I think there's a lot of anger from those guys to want to come back and be better this year. Stamkos, Shea, Marchessault. That's the highlighting trio, obviously, right, of the guys who came in last year. But it's the whole group, really. It's the guys who came in midway through last season. It's the few new additions this season who are kind of catching the vibe from the rest of the team of how much they want to make up for last season. So I think you can feel it across the board.
Romanios, there we go. Do we got it now?
Yeah, we're good now.
Perfect. Connor Newt, go ahead.
Hi, Max. I feel like a sideline reporter right now with a handheld mic.
Now we can't hear you again, too.
Oh, you can't hear me again?
I guess not. That's fine. Well,
I'll ask my question anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
As far as the young guys out there, you know, we mentioned Tanner Molendijk, and we were talking about Andrew Gibson during the break, and guys like that. How have the young guys meshed well with the veterans, do you think? The pairings I've seen out there, it's Nick Hague and Roman Josi together, Nick Perbix and Brady Shea together. How does the youth mesh well with the kind of more experience on this roster?
Well, I think it's a conscious effort in camp to give those prospects, whether they're guys who have a chance to play this year or not, a chance to play with the NHLers in drills, in scrimmages. And Barry Trotz said yesterday he wants the vision for a lot of the forward lines by the time the season starts to be two vets and a young guy. And I think that plays well, especially for someone like Svechkov, who I would really like to see play with Stamkos. The times he played with Stamkos last year, and the one that really sticks out in my mind was 3-on-3 when he set up the Stamkos hat-trick goal in overtime against the Blackhawks. That's the type of guy who can really help someone like Svechkov thrive, grow his point total. And I think Svechkov would be good for Stamkos, too. So I think it goes both ways. And Tanner Molendijk is working his way back from what seems like a minor injury that he suffered in rookie camp last week. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see Molendijk play shifts with Josi in preseason games. Things like that to really throw these guys into the fire. Put Brady Martin at center on some shifts with Philip Forsberg, who he lived with for about a week, a couple weeks ago, and had some fun with. So they're mixing up the groups, and those D pairs you said, the two free agent, or not free agent additions, Perbix is a free agent, Hague is a trade acquisition. Mm-hmm. It looks like that's going to be the first look at the top two pairs, Hague and Josi on the top pair, and as of now, Hague has been on the left, Josi has been on the right. I think they're going to try both sides of that, and Shea and Perbix, I think, could be a solid second pair. And then the rest of the D-core is really interesting from there, because I think Justin Barron is a lock to make the team with how he played at the end of last season. But then you've got this whole group of guys who played last year, and it's a deep group. And then you've got Molendijk, too, competing with someone like Adam Willsby, who I think has been the best player at camp the first 2 days.
Yeah, I heard Brunette say that yesterday, too.
Yeah, he's been amazing today, too. He's moving incredibly well. He's back from injury. You can tell he's 100%, and he looks better than he did at any point last year, and he had moments last year where it was like, oh, my God, this guy came out of nowhere. And Nick Blankenberg, who you could say was the Preds' best defenseman last season, which is crazy to say in retrospect, but it's true. Nobody's really thinking about him making it. And then you have Spencer Stastny, who's back at camp this year after missing camp and not joining the team till midway through last year. You got to think he's got a shot. So it's a lot to be decided here, especially at the bottom of the roster with the young guys really getting the green light to make their push and earn something.
As far as goaltending goes, we were just talking about it. UC Saros' contract is now in effect. You're committed to him for the next 8 years. And, of course, Justus Onanen is in goal behind him. What needs to improve for the goaltenders this year to kind of establish some more success early on in the season?
I put very little of last season on them, if anything. And I felt that way pretty much the whole time. I think Saros was left hung out to dry throughout the season. And they've made some defensive system tweaks, they say. We haven't seen those in action yet, so I can't really give you any information about what they are, because we haven't seen them yet. But it's been clear, like, they want him to see more pucks, and that's why Nick Hague is on the team. You trade someone incredibly valuable in Colton Sissons because you want that big defenseman
in
Nick Hague. Jay Moore's favorite player, Colton Sissons, is in Las Vegas now, and we wish him the best of luck. They are a great Pred, and he had 1 year left on his contract, and they were able to agree to a sign-and-trade with Hague to give him a big extension. And he's going to be on the top pair, it looks like, and he's going to be defending the net front. So I think that's what has to happen for those guys. And Onanen was on the team for so much of last season, we forget that he wasn't on the team at the beginning of the season. Yeah, so this is his first training camp as a Pred after they traded for him on Thanksgiving. And I think he's the perfect backup. Him and UC Saros are really close. They're different enough, too, that it kind of provides some balance in the starter backup role. And down the stretch last year, since they knew that Saros was going to be going to the World Championships for Finland, and he's played so much the last few years, they played Onanen a lot. And I think if it gets to that point again where there's any thought of fatigue, because Saros will presumably be in the Olympics this year, it's going to be a lot of hockey for him. And hopefully Onanen can be in the Olympics too. I mean, there's certainly a chance he's the two or the three for Finland, but that's your duo, and everybody else on the depth chart is back, too. Both AHL goalies are back. So I think goaltending is the biggest checkmark that you know is going to be what it should be coming in this year, as long as everybody in front of them makes the adjustments they need to.
You mentioned Brady Martin living with Philip Forsberg. And, you know, some of that veteran presence from Philip kind of rubbing off on him. You take a guy fifth overall, there's going to be high expectations for him. I know there's been talk about him possibly making the team out of camp. What do you think a guy that young needs to do to prove that he deserves to be on the team from day one?
I think he needs to do a lot, but I don't think it's impossible, that's for sure. And I think he had moments in the rookie tournament games, which you really just show and go for those. You have one or two practices with the group. You've had development camp a month or so earlier, but you just kind of get there and you just play. And in the first game, Martin was really good, and he contributed offensively. He helped them defend a lead. He was a two-way top-line center. And then Barry Trotz wasn't shy to say that he wasn't perfect in the last two rookie games there. And it was interesting to hear, because they obviously are really, really high on him. So it was good to hear that honesty, that he has a long way to go, but he's out here in the scrimmage right now that I was trying to watch through the window, but sadly couldn't. He's playing with Philip Forsberg on a line right now in scrimmage. So they're going to give him every chance in the world. I think what he does in the games means more. And we got to remember, too, just because he was the fifth overall pick does not mean he has to make the team in any way. This was not a deep draft at the top. There's a chance that only one player from the draft plays on opening night, and that would be Matthew Schaefer from the Islanders, who went first overall. There's a chance it's only him. So we'll see as preseason goes on. But I don't think it's impossible. That's for sure.
Most important question of the day for you, Max. and it's very, very important. What do Predators fans need to do to get a third jersey for this team? A third sweater?
Tweet at you, I guess. I don't know.
Tweet at me? Well, if they tweet at me, I'm going to petition for a Philip Tomasino statue outside of Bridgestone Arena. So,
good luck with that.
Yeah, not sure that one's going to happen. Max, appreciate you taking some time. Looking forward to the season. Can't believe it's only a few weeks away. We got preseason doubleheader on Sunday, right?
Yeah. We'll be on the radio all day Sunday. The first game is at 2 o'clock. The second game is at 6 o'clock, yep. Both at Bridgestone against the Panthers. We will be on the radio from 1:30 till probably about 9-ish.
Yeah,
going at it all day. So we know the Titans are home, too, right down the street. So if you're driving around, going to the Titans game, leaving the Titans game, coming into the Preds for one game, coming in and out, we'll be on the radio the entire time. And all six preseason games, plus the Gold Star Showcase in Clarksville next Thursday, we'll all be on 102.5 The Game.
Love it. Make sure you listen in. Max, appreciate your time, and looking forward to a new season getting started.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Anytime, we'll be back with you.
Max Herz from Preds Radio joining us here on Next Man Up. We'll react to what Max had to say coming up next. No more technical difficulties, hopefully, as well. Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game.